Welcome to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman with Dr. Rose Backman. Our program is for women who want to break free from the beliefs that cause sabotage. It's time to create the lives that you deserve. If you don't deal with your emotions will deal with you. It's time to move into your power zone and out of your comfort zone. Now, here is your host, Dr. Rose Backman.
Welcome to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. We have a fabulous topic today. It's called Bouncing Back, Facing Life's Toughest Challenges. Well, I think we all know how that feels because all of us have gone through some sort of challenge or not. I'm in the business I am because of the tough challenge that I had in my life in 1984. My husband was murdered outside of our home, and I wanted out of my marriage, and I didn't think it would be that way. So sometimes the universe hits you with the 2x4, and you have to go, wow, I got what I wanted, but this isn't the way I decided it should be or could be, and you make a decision. And that's basically what you're doing, is you're making a decision, and you have to pull yourself together, take control of your life in small little bits and pieces, and have a lot of power to say to yourself, I can get out of bed today. I can actually get up and face things in the world. And I can ask the next door neighbor for help. They're going to be fine if I need support, because you need more team support, not individual support, even though there's a myth out there. And then, you know, you also have to count your blessings. So today we're talking about bouncing back, facing life's toughest challenges. And for those of you that have just tuned in and have never been with me before, welcome. I'm a natural doctor and I speak internationally. My expertise is on women's issues and relationships by teaching them to claim their power and have a voice. That's what we all need to do as women, is claim who we are, stand up for who we are and for what we believe in. I believe we have a guest on the line. Welcome, Lynette.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
So, I'm fabulous.
Good.
So, what is it that you would like to work on today when it comes to facing part of life's toughest issues?
Tell us
part of what you've gone through.
Well, I have, I'm a woman of 34 years of age. I'm married for 12 years. I have three children. I'm a business professional. So balancing all of that is sometimes a bit of a challenge. And I have found that there are things in my path that have prohibited me from being able to move to the next level in life. And I feel that it's important to have awareness of what's going on in one's life so that you can move forward effortlessly and achieve your goals. And when you have things holding you back, subconscious things, then, you know, that just kind of trigger or react, you can't really achieve your goals as easily. So for me, it's been very important to have this self-care regime as part of my day-to-day life awareness. So,
what does that entail?
It entails kind of knowing what is stopping me from moving forward, paying attention, tuning in, so to speak, and then using a professional like yourself to help me identify the things that are blocking me so that it can be removed, addressed, appreciated, and so that I can move forward and be unstoppable and be the person I want to be professionally and personally and as a mother, and balance all those things while doing day-to-day life.
So what are some of the toughest challenges that you faced and accomplished?
Well, personally, in my relationship, in the last few years, my husband and I have gone through some really rough times. Some separation. We had a separation, but now we're trying to work through that again. And as it turns out, it wasn't even really ourselves as the 33 and 38-year-old people we are today that were affecting our lives. It was things that were happening from our past that were being triggered that, you know, without the help of a professional like yourself or being aware enough or even willing enough to see that there were other things going on, you know, we could very well be divorced today.
So what do you think it is that's keeping the two of you together? What bond is that that you have where you're so understanding and you're willing to work on yourselves?
I think it's just a knowing. It's a higher knowing that we're meant to be together. But there's this human side of us sometimes that triggers, whether you want to call it the ego, that gets involved. And, you know, it's about taming that ego and looking at things through perspective. And it's really hard to do when you're in the middle of despair, when you're feeling desperate and alone and you just want to stick your head in the sand. You know, I've been there too.
Yeah.
But it's important to know that there is a way out, but it does start with yourself.
Yeah, it always starts with us, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's an important part.
So do you want to break some belief systems around a certain subject today?
You know what? I don't have anything specific. Maybe we could
Do you want me to read?
Comes up.
All right. So let's ask what we're going to do is my expertise is in kinesiology, and we're going to read her energy, and we're going to find out what she wants to work on today. Lung, heart, lung, liver, gallbladder, stomach, pancreas, spleen, the emotions in her spleen, disgust, nervous, hopelessness, lack of control. Is it Lynette's lack of control? No, it's not yours. Friend, original family, mother, father. So it's your father's lack of control that you saw that has something to do with your relationship. Let's see how old you are with that belief. Conception to birth, 1 to 5, 5 to 10. You were 7 years old. So something happened to you at 7 years old where you didn't feel in control, and it's affecting your thought process in regards to your marriage. So do you remember what happened at 7?
Oh, probably not, but I do know at 7, my father wasn't in my life very much. He was very busy with work and preoccupied, and obviously that was my perception. I don't recall specifically what happened.
Okay, so it's your lack of control. So let's see, does it have anything to do with her father not being in her life? No. Is it about not spending enough time with her? No.
I just drowned in the hot tub when I was 7.
Yes, it has to do with that. So explain what that means. I drowned in the hot tub, but I came back?
Yeah, I had a situation in a hot tub when I was 7 where I was playing Who Could Hold Your Breath the Longest with my brother. And I had really long hair at the time. And back then, the hot tubs had the suction jets.
Oh, yes.
My hair got sucked into a jet, and I was under the water for a lengthy amount of time. And so I was in ICU for a few weeks, and I did technically drown, according to the doctors, but I did come back. I'm still living today. So maybe the lack of control had to do with feeling that I was close to death.
But it's his lack of control.
My father's lack of control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That he maybe wasn't there to help me.
Okay, so let's see. The father's lack of control of not being there to help her? No. What else could it be?
His lack of control around my
Where was
grounding.
He? Where was he when this occurred?
He was golfing.
So what was his lack of control? Did he know that this happened to you when he was golfing?
At a certain point, he did. At a certain point, towards the end of his golf game, he was told by somebody that I had been rushed to hospital. Because in the morning, he was in the hot tub with my brother, and then he went off to golf, and he told my brother and I to be really quiet, to not wake my mother. who was sleeping at the time. We just moved into our new home. So he'd left the hot tub, went off golfing. In the meantime, I had had this drowning episode in the hot tub, and then he was informed by a friend that I had drowned, and then went to the hospital after he finished playing his golf game.
Okay, and then what happened? Did he go right to the hospital?
Yes, he went right to the hospital. So, I don't know, I'm feeling that maybe the lack of control of not feeling like he could save me, or...
Yeah, let's see. That makes sense, doesn't it? All right, so let's see. What's a lack of control over the father? Is it that he couldn't save her? No. That he couldn't be there? No. You know what it is? It's that he left you.
Okay.
He left the two of you in the hot tub. And the lack of control is kind of, it's kind of an interesting issue, because he did have control not to go to the golf game.
Yeah.
Right? But he felt lack of control because he didn't know what to do, because he left the two of you in the hot tub and he felt bad about that. So put yourself in his position as a parent. How would you feel if that would have happened to your child?
Yes, I have many times.
So what would your lack of control have been?
My lack of control would have been that not too sure how to put into words. Lack of control would be to have not left my children in that situation.
That's not your fault, right?
Half. Like, you blame yourself.
Right,
for sure.
Right. We go into blame. Now, men think differently than women, don't they?
Yes.
And he'd be thinking, well, everything's okay because your mom was sleeping. The two of you were in the hot tub. You were just having fun. He thought that was totally okay.
Yes.
He had no intentions of doing anything but the best for you. Thought you guys were going to have fun. He's going to go play some golf. And mom's going to get up and everything will be fine. And nobody's thinking that your hair is going to get sucked into the jets.
No.
And were you playing this game when your dad was there or not?
No.
Okay.
No. We only started playing it about 10 minutes after he left or so.
Okay. So what we're going to do in the next few seconds is we're going to take a break. So just come back and we're going to clear some issues in regards to what Lynette's talking about, the lack of control that she picked up from her father in regards to him playing with him in the hot tub and then going to work. And unfortunately, her hair got sucked up by the jets and, she drowned there for a few minutes and rushed off to the hospital. So I'm Dr. Rose Backman. We'll be back to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman in just a moment.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Our noetic reality, or divine knowing, is the source of true empowerment. Look beyond your limiting thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and perceptions. You were born to co-create and experience joy and fulfillment. Mastering the Shift, Living Your Noetic Reality with host Rebecca Skeel will guide and inspire you each week to live multidimensionally and shift into greater loving and truth. Tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
It's time to deepen your spiritual awareness and enhance your relationship with God. Listen for Into the Mystic, a journey of self-awareness and empowerment with your spiritual pathfinder, Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. Jennifer shares her own personal spiritual journey and practices with you to help you deepen your connection to the divine and ultimately become enlightened. Let Jennifer help you experience your inner radiance. Become a part of Into the Mystic every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Experience your spiritual journey every week on Synergy with Makila. She's known as the Magician of Light and invites you to come along as we co-create a magical place of accelerated personal and planetary spiritual evolvement. Tune in for tools, tips, and support for embracing and embodying the notions that we are all sparks of the divine and that we are all one. Tune in to Synergy with Makila every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Working together, we can bring more joy into our lives and the world.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Tuned in to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Today's topic is called Bouncing Back, Facing Life's Toughest Challenges. We have Lynette on the line, and we're working on her, helping her break some belief systems in regards to nearly drowning when she was, well, she did drown. Is that not correct? You did drown at 7 years old, didn't you?
I guess I did, yes.
So how long were you under for? Like, what exactly happened? Tell us the story.
Well, I was in the hot tub with my brother, and we were playing who could hold our breath the longest, and I won. So I had really long hair at the time, and my hair got wrapped up, and it was an old, you know, this was back, oh boy, dating myself, but it was back in the 80s, so they had the suction jets back then, which were quite dangerous, and so anyone who has children with long hair, be careful in hot tubs with those old style jets, because my hair got stuck in the jets and I couldn't come up for air. And so I was under the water. They guesstimated about 7.5 minutes. And so my brother was smart enough to turn off the jets. We just moved into a new home, so there were no scissors nearby. There was, you know, they were all in boxes. So all my mom could do was grab my head and pound it on her chest to get my hair released, and that's actually what kept the oxygen going to my brain, was all the pounding of my head against her chest. And so my mom had some pretty major bruises, but she was able to kind of get my hair loose at that point and pull me out of the water. And then they shipped me off in an ambulance to the hospital, and I was kind of not in really in a coma, but I was out of it for a few days. And then I came to, and the doctors had pretty much warned my parents that I would be a vegetable. And so from time to time, I tell people, well, you know, I did drown when I was 7, so that's why I'm a little weird. But, you know, I think I've got a lot to be grateful for.
So why did they say that?
They just had never really seen a time where somebody had been underwater that amount of time and been able to function.
So when you were in and out of consciousness, they were warning and preparing your parents with the worst case scenario is you could become a vegetable.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So they had no idea what would happen.
No.
Well, and they didn't know who you are, did they?
No.
Because you're a tough, strong woman.
I was a pretty powerful child at the time. It took about, I think my mom, the story she told me was, took about 4 or 5 large nurses to hold me down. Because I was convulsing, and when I was coming through, I had that fight reflex that was very triggered. And so they were, you know, 4 or 5 of these people holding this 7-year-old girl down.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's amazing how powerful we really are.
So do you remember, do you have any idea how long it took you to get back to feeling what we call normal?
I do recall it was about 3 or 4 months.
And then, so the oxygen was moving to the brain and everything was, it just took a while for you to get yourself back again.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. Very lucky. I had my angels looking after me and God. Definitely wasn't my time, right? I do believe we all have our time in life, and it just wasn't mine.
Well, okay, let's continue breaking some of the belief systems we were doing previously, and this is in regards to your dad. And so I forgive the 7-year-old girl inside of me for believing she's not in control of her life.
I forgive the 7-year-old girl inside of me for believing she's not in control of her life.
And take a deep breath. And only say this if it's true for you. I forgive my dad for believing golf was more important than me.
I forgive my dad for believing that golf was more important than me.
And the reason we're saying that is because of the fact that when this happened, her dad was on the golf course, and I'm not sure where he was in the game. I guess towards the end of the game when a friend went up to him and said, look, your daughter's, you know, on her way to the hospital because she drowned in the tub, in the hot tub. So, you know, he must have been very panicky as well, of course.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And your mother was, I'm sure, I would be a wreck.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she was. I don't remember, but I'm sure she was.
I forgive myself for believing that I'm not in control of the power within me.
I forgive myself for believing that I'm not in control of the power within me.
I forgive myself for believing I'm afraid of the power that I have as a woman.
I forgive myself for believing I'm afraid of the power I have as a woman.
So here you are, you're 7 years old. It took 4 large adults to hold you down.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a fight within you that was, I don't know, how do you even describe that fight? Or that desire to live, that desire to be alive. Do you know, how do you describe that?
I think it's just our... It's what we are capable of in our rawest form.
So like our innate knowingness.
Yeah.
So there was a knowingness within you. And, you know, what do you think that, why was she fighting those 4 people? What was going on in her mind? Do you have any recollection?
I don't remember, but I can only imagine like going into my heart right now and resonating with that time that obviously I didn't want to die. So, when it's not your time, I can only imagine that when it's your time, you release and it becomes an effortless transaction. And when it's not your time, you're going to do everything you can to continue having this experience.
Yes, that's very interesting. You know, my husband's aunt right now, she's 95 years old and she is dying. And she was totally healthy most of her life, but they found some cancer, and they didn't give her a timeline, which I totally respected. And, you know, it's just what you said, it's her time. There's things we could do, there's things other people could do for her to extend her life, but you know what? She's very happy doing what she's doing and enjoying the moments that she has with people. And getting all the cards and all the letters, and she loves to read the letters and the pictures and look at them over and over again and go back and nap. So, you know, I think people listening too have to respect that choice, is that when we're done, we're done.
Yeah.
Because the mind is so powerful.
It is, but I don't necessarily believe it was just me either. Like I do believe that there were other forces. And I'm not too sure how many people believe in guides and angels, but I definitely believe that I had some archangels on my side.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's say this. I forgive the 7-year-old inside of me for believing that the adult in me is not in control.
I forgive the 7-year-old inside of me for believing that the adult inside of me is not in control.
I forgive myself for being so hard on myself all these years.
I forgive myself for being so hard on myself all these years.
I forgive the 7-year-old inside of me for believing she has to fight for everything.
I forgive the 7-year-old inside of me that she has to fight for everything.
So what do you fight for right now?
I think my biggest fight is proving to myself that I'm good enough.
For?
That I'm good enough to be successful, that I'm good enough to be loved.
Mm-hmm. So this is all you personally saying that, or is it for someone else?
No, I feel that it's for me personally. Like, I definitely know that at my highest self, that, you know, I'm a divine being and that none of this really matters, but we don't always live in our highest self here on Earth, in our human form.
Absolutely. And, you know, I find that most people have those two major issues that you just described is, you know, am I good enough and am I lovable? Because if we're lovable, if we believe we're lovable, we wouldn't put ourselves through all the drama and the emotions in our relationships.
Yes. And that's really what it comes down to.
So the relationship that you're working on with your husband, the two of you have been so wonderful together because you're allowing yourself, each individual, to do what they need to do to prove to themselves how lovable they are. And to, don't you think, to reach out and accept that really that's not them, that is their belief systems right. that is causing them to act that way.
Absolutely. I agree.
So I forgive myself for believing that the little girl inside of me has to pay a price in order to feel in control.
I forgive myself for believing that the little girl inside of me has to pay a price in order to be in control.
I said to feel in control. You said to be in control. So what price do you have to pay, or what price have you paid that's been a challenge for you in order to feel or be in control?
cutting myself off from people, withdrawing, not thinking that I'm good enough to be loved by others.
Okay. I forgive the little girl inside of me for believing she's not good enough to be loved by others.
I forgive the little girl inside of me for believing she's not good enough to be loved by others.
And take a deep breath. We're going to come back in just a few minutes. We're talking about bouncing back, facing life's toughest challenges. And lovely Lynette has shared with us her story. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
There's a course offered on 7th Wave Network that you never saw offered in college. One that provides information on how to transform ancient wisdom teachings into everyday life. You'll learn how to create from your spirit and explore the world with all of your senses. Participation is encouraged. Enroll in Spirituality 101, the course you can't afford to miss, with your host, Reverend Norma. Classes in session every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, in your favorite classroom, 7th Wave Network. Is there a difference between dream work and intuition? The relationship is closer than you think. These are mutually supportive concepts. When you dream, your intuition serves as a foreshadow of the future and can bring rapid results through dream analysis. Tune in to The Partnership of Intuition and Dreams with your host, Dr. Marcia Emery. Explore this unique relationship and learn to understand how the symbolism of dreams can be clarified. Listen every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
are tuned in to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome, everyone. Our topic today is bouncing back, facing life's toughest challenges. We have our guest, Lynette, on the line, who's breaking belief systems. She drowned at 7 years old in a hot tub. And so we're just going to continue on breaking some of the belief systems she felt that she picked up from her father, which was lack of control. And so, Lynette.
Yes.
In your life right now, how's your relationship with your father and your feelings of control with him?
Oh, it's definitely a work in progress. As far as I'm concerned, I'm a lot more accepting. Like, I realize that the things from our past, our relationship in our past, he wasn't a very loving person with words or affection or feelings. Like, he was more of a provider. He was a very good provider of material things. And I realized he didn't have the skills to do any better because he's carrying along a lot of his own beliefs that he's never never cleared or even addresses. So, yeah, I don't know. Did that answer your question?
Well, yes, because, you know, sometimes what we forget as human beings is that people are the way they are because of the way they were raised. The first 8 years of your life, that's where 80% of your programming comes into place. So whatever your dad went through, when you understand more about your father's background and how he was raised, then you'll understand why he was the way he was with you, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and for a lot of years, Dr. Rose, I had a lot of anger. I carried that anger around because I was resentful that he didn't talk to me as a child, didn't care for me, didn't come to my dance recitals or watch me in horse shows or even care to be there. How he picked anything else over spending time with me. But that was my perception, obviously, through childhood eyes. So, you know, there's a lot of resentment, but, you know, now that I've worked on myself and I've addressed some of those belief systems that I was carrying around, I realized that he was just doing the best he could with what he had to work with.
Absolutely.
His childhood was way worse than mine, so to this day I respect him a lot. But we don't have the greatest relationship even today. We still need to work on that, but it's good. It's good enough.
So how often do you connect with your father?
Well, he lives in Australia, and I live in Canada. So I probably talk to him once every 3 months.
Okay.
And I see him physically. We try to see each other once a year.
And so how is it? How is it between the two of you during that physical visit?
I think it's
Are you excited
better.
To see him?
Oh, I'm excited to see him, definitely.
And how does he treat you?
He treats me well, but he's an old school guy. It's the things that are important to him are, you know, how successful you're doing or how well you're doing in life and how successful your relationship is, or, you know, how do I phrase this? There's no deep, intimate conversations. It's just more on the surface conversations. But I will have to say that when he's with my children, I see a different side of him when he's around his grandchildren, which is interesting to me. I feel that sometimes there's a block between us that maybe he feels that he failed in some way towards me. There's an embarrassment on his side, but he would never say that. It's just how he reacts.
So why don't you, the next time you see him, tell him all the wonderful things he did do? So let's talk about that right now. So fill in the blank. with what I'm going to say, with whatever comes to your mind. Thank you, Dad, for teaching me.
Thank you, Dad, for teaching me that who you are today reflects on who you are tomorrow. Or what you do today reflects on who you are tomorrow.
Okay, and breathe, please. Thank you, Dad, for teaching me I will never.
Thank you, Dad, for teaching me I will never allow a man to tell me what to do.
Thank you, Dad, for teaching me I'm very.
Thank you, Dad, for teaching me I'm very stubborn.
So turn that word into something else. Thank you, Dad, for teaching me I'm.
I'm strong in my convictions.
Thank you. Thank you, Dad, for teaching me as a parent.
Thank you, Dad, for teaching me as a parent. I'm a much better parent than you are.
Thank you, Dad, for teaching me that financially.
Thank you, Dad, for teaching me that financially I have a good head on my shoulders.
Thank you, Dad, for teaching me that relationships are.
Thank you, Dad, for teaching me that relationships are what we make them.
Thank you, Dad, for teaching me that money is.
Thank you, Dad, for teaching me that money is the root of all happiness.
So let's talk about that. That's a beautiful statement. Money is the root of all happiness. What does that mean to you?
Well, what that means to me is that, you know, money is what allows us to fully experience life. You know, without it, we can't live our dream life or travel or whatever's important to us, have nice cars or homes or provide for our children, have security. So, you know, money, whether people like it or not, it is the route to abundance. With money, you can really live a happy, healthy, wealthy, and prosperous life.
And did your father teach you that?
Yes, I think he did.
Wow.
I never realized that before this conversation, but.
So, Isn't that wonderful? So thank you, Dad, for teaching me that I can have it all.
Yeah, thank you, Daddy, for teaching me I can have it all.
So you're 34 years old. You've been in business how long?
Since I was 23.
So what type of business did you get into at 23? That's a young age.
Yes. I got married when I was 22, which was pretty young. And then I worked in the oil and gas industry for a year. And then we decided to move out to the Okanagan. We always loved the Okanagan. And we moved to just south of Penticton. And we built a very successful home building and construction business. And we lived out there for 8 years. And, we'd never really done home construction before, but we wanted to live in the Okanagan. So we figured out how to make a job for ourselves. And so we got into construction, and it was really good timing. It was right before the real estate boom. So it was good positioning. And then the market pretty much fell out from under us in about 2009, 2010. And then we moved back to Calgary in June of 2011.
So
and now we're doing a wealth building and wealth strategy business.
So why don't you share? Why don't you just share? We have a few minutes till the break. Tell everybody, the listeners, about what you're doing.
Right now what we're doing is we're making sure that people have a safe and secure and predictable wealth plan, wealth strategy. And, we all know that there's things going on in the economy. There's something going on. Not very many people know exactly what, but we realize it's not much of a free market the way that things are going. And, you know, if you're planning on doing what traditional financial planners and advisors are suggesting with your money, you know, there's a likelihood that you're going to come up short. So what we do and what we're really passionate about is helping people to position themselves in safe, secure, and guaranteed strategies for building wealth and having a retirement plan that you can actually count on, a for sure thing. And we use a secret tool that the ultra wealthy have used for years that not very many people are aware of. So that's the one side of our business. And then the other side is really positioning people for what we believe is the greatest wealth transfer that's happening right now. And so it's making sure that you're on the right side of that transfer, that you're aware of what's going on in the economy so that you can position yourself to basically not be on the winning side, not the losing end of that transaction. And it's about a 3 to 5 year plan right now. So, we're really passionate about that, and we want to help as many people as possible and get that message out.
So if somebody wanted to reach you, how would they reach you for more information?
The best place to contact us would be, right now we're in the process of getting our website up, so that's not happening right now, but I can give you a email, which is Lynette, Lynette, at exclusivewealthsolutions.com. And that's spelled XCLUSIVE, wealthsolutions.com.
That's fabulous.
Email. Thank you.
So thank you for sharing that with our listeners, because this is Exclusive Wealth Solutions. She was raised, you were raised with money, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And you're learning how to make your own money?
That's correct.
And so that's one thing you can be very grateful for and thank your father for, is he taught you how to make money and he taught you to be very, very persistent.
Yes.
So thank you, Dad, for teaching me how to make money and to tap into my persistence.
Yeah. Thank you, Dad, for teaching me how to make money and tap into my persistence.
And breathe. Isn't it wonderful about all the lessons that we can learn from our parents?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and so if you have any belief systems that you'd like to break, here's a little tip for you. All you have to say is, I forgive myself for believing, and whatever the issue is that you're having, and breathe. When you breathe, that gets rid of the negative energy out of your body. You can also say, I forgive others for believing. You can put their name in there. And I ask others to forgive me for believing whatever the issue is, and breathe. We're going to come back in just a few seconds. I'm Dr. Rose Backman. Thanks for listening.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Did you know that your spirituality could actually be fun? That within yourself you have all you need to live a life of harmony and fulfillment? Join the Quantum Crew as they show you how to bring more joy and excitement in your spiritual life. Holly, Apollo, and Coulter will give you the keys to living a life rich in spirituality, love, and wonder. We are living in very exciting times. Tune in to the Quantum Crew, heard live every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the power of an unstoppable woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, today's topic is bouncing back, facing life's toughest challenges. And we're speaking to our guest, Lynette, who was sharing that she was raised with some wealth and she drowned when she was 7 and came back to life, fought for big, huge adults. And she was told by the doctors that, or her parents were told by the doctors that, you know, she might end up being a vegetable. And here she is today doing very, very well, starting a new business, Exclusive Wealth Solutions, and breaking some belief systems around her father, the lack of control that daddy had. So how do you see that that affected you at a personal level financially about your dad's lack of control? Because those issues will come into all areas of our lives, not just trying to, you know, him feeling bad when he was on the golf course and unfortunately you were drowning.
Yeah. So, the question is then how I feel that my financial life has been affected by lack of control?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I feel that sometimes that I don't have the ability or that I need to be searching for something outside of myself in order to be successful.
And you know that's not true.
Yeah, my highest self, of course, I know that's not true, but because of the way life works, we have these little limiting beliefs that come in that affect that reality. So it's, for me, I guess it's putting in a self-care regime to make sure that I'm kind of living on purpose, so to speak, not just being controlled or by reactions outside of my control.
Well, that's what most of us do. We react. We have reactions to our parents. We have reactions to our spouse. We react to the person that we're working with or the person we're doing business with. We have to learn to control that and have some, you know, some resilience and be, I believe that we really have to look at our greatest strengths. We have to look at the characters that are within us, from kindness to persistence, or you just naturally have this knack for a sense of humor. Some people are great at brainstorming. So what are your strengths?
My strengths are being able to see the big picture and being able to work backwards and putting it into, a system. I really like systems. I like doable chunks that kind of get you to your end result. So I guess that would be one of my strengths. And also I'm a good communicator. Or at least I try to be a good communicator, which helps in business and success for sure. I do find at times the things that hold me back, though, is coming back to that not feeling good enough sometimes.
That we all have that, sweetie. I swear.
Days, then mm-hmm. you have those bad days where it's just like, am I really good enough to be doing this?
You know, I've come to the conclusion that that comes back from caveman days, because yeah. how can everybody have that belief system that I'm not good enough? And so this is me just making this up in my mind and from the experience I've had over the years, that this is a genetic belief system that goes back hundreds and hundreds of millions of years, that we're not good enough. And we all feel stuck in that. So we have to maybe stop asking ourselves some questions like, why me? And mm-hmm. start asking, why not me? Why not Lynette?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why not you? And then ask yourself, how am I going to handle this? And how do I help other people handle it, whatever it is?
Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing with your business, that your father taught you, that money is
the root of all happiness.
The root of all happiness. Now, what a beautiful statement. Money is the root of all happiness. Mm-hmm. So your father made a lot of money. He taught you how to make money. Now you taught yourself how to have a loving relationship and to be able to connect with your husband and also have the money. Most people don't believe they can have all that.
Yeah.
So your father really taught you a lot, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm seeing that.
And your mother standing by your father all those years, mm-hmm. you know, she supported you also in supporting him, I'm sure, at some level.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, back then, there was, you know, we didn't have the level of inflation we have today. So there, you know, we could make a good living. People could make a good living on one income, you know, opposed to today where you have to have two working parents just to get by.
Absolutely.
So she was very supportive back then and was a domestic engineer and supported my father and supported my brother and I and was a fantastic mother, fantastic wife, fantastic person.
So, you know, yeah. it's interesting how we get to a certain age and then we really start to appreciate our parents more.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And we start to see what they've done for us and what they sacrificed it. But it's all about what we really see in our mind and what we visualize and how we've been treated. And, you know, we're all very sensitive. It doesn't matter what personality style we are. We're all very sensitive. And that little boy, that little girl, it runs our life until we take charge and change our thoughts. So
you, know
you can say
down to
what?
Sorry to interrupt there, but that's why I think what you do is so powerful, because you're using the law of forgiveness, which a lot of people don't know how to forgive.
I know.
A lot of people have a hard time with forgiveness. They feel like they're losing a part of themselves by forgiveness. But really, the power of forgiveness is it frees yourself to be who you really are.
Right. And it also means that whatever that person did to you, true or not, or perception, it doesn't mean that what they did was okay.
Right.
It just means that for your own sanity, you have to let go, because that's what life is all about. It is about learning, moving forward, and letting go. So, you know, Lynette, thank you so much for being a guest on our show and sharing with the audience all of the lessons that you've learned. I appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks, Lynette. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, now get ready for June the 5th. We're going to be talking about 7 smart ways to create wealth. We're going to have some great tips on how you can create money easily and effortlessly. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor who speaks internationally. My expertise is women's issues and relationships by teaching them to claim their power and have a voice. Thank you for listening again to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman, and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Thanks again for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Please join your host, Dr. Rose Backman, again next Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Find your inner power this week.
Can you imagine a technology that...